You're listening to SBS News.
Antarctica can no longer lay claim to being the only continent free from coronavirus after at least 36 people were infected at a remote research station. Chile's military reports army personnel and civilian contractors tested positive at the Bernardo O'Higgins base in northern Antarctica. The infected have been evacuated and are quarantining in Chilean Patagonia. A medical researcher at the University of Magallanes, Christian Nunez, says the cold weather is likely to have made them more vulnerable to the virus.
We know that exposure to extreme weather affects a person's physiology. The condition of isolation, the changes in seasonal light with its seasonal sensitivity can also be immunosuppressive. So we know that there are several components that may further affect the person to lower their immune system in extreme conditions, and especially with the work they do there.
Drug maker BioNTech is confident its vaccine, developed with Pfizer, is effective against two new COVID-19 variants. There are concerns the virus mutations found in the United Kingdom and South Africa are potentially resistant to existing vaccines. BioNTech chief executive Uğur Şahin says his company is currently testing the effectiveness of the vaccine against the new strains ahead of a mass rollout to the European Union. Professor Şahin says the shot was previously tested on more than 20 different variants and successfully induced an immune response.
We don't know at the moment if our vaccine is also able to provide protection against this new variant. But scientifically, it is highly likely that the immune response by this vaccine also can deal with the new virus variants.
The European Union is urging member countries to lift travel bans on the United Kingdom to permit essential travel and cargo transport to resume. France has agreed to end a blockade on all arrivals from the UK, including freight, which has seen thousands of delivery trucks left stranded and supermarket shelves stripped bare. British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says French and other EU residents will be able to return home if they test negative for COVID-19.
We've made good progress today with the French government, and what we've agreed is that the border can open with tests for everybody leaving the country. That means that you must have had a test within the last 3 days, and of course it's got to be a test which is certified as well.
But many European truck drivers say they won't make it back to their families in time for Christmas. Spaniard Sergio Robles, who has been stuck at the port of Dover for 3 days, says the treatment of drivers is inhumane.
I think that it isn't right to do things like this to people who are working. We aren't on holiday, we are working. We want our rights, like anyone else. In reality, we are the transport that moves the world, so to say. And they treat us badly. They treat us as if we are garbage. We don't get to spend Christmas at home, not with family or children or anything.
Organisers of the delayed Tokyo Olympics will spend more than $1.2 billion on coronavirus measures at next year's events. The extra funding for the Games, which were postponed in March, will go towards testing, a clinic, remote coverage setups, and hygiene measures at food and drink processing centres. Tokyo 2020 chief executive Toshiro Muto says the competition will cost a total of $21 billion.
It's still a big issue for us to secure as many medical staff as we hope for when facing a situation where private medical institutions are struggling with management because of the coronavirus.
United States President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for more coronavirus support measures, arguing the country's darkest days are still ahead. It comes after the US Congress passed a $1.2 trillion relief package this week to revive the battered economy. Mr. Biden says his administration will introduce another bill next year, including another round of stimulus payments for Americans.
Early next year, I'm going to put forward to the Congress my plans for what comes next. We'll need more help to fully distribute the vaccine. We're going to need more testing in order to be able to open our schools. We're going to need more funding to help firefighters and police, many of whom are being laid off as I speak. And the same with nurses, risking their lives on the front lines. The same for millions of hurting families who are unable to put food on the table, pay rent, or the mortgage.
Bosnian President Milorad Dodik has become the latest world leader to contract COVID-19. The Serb chairman of Bosnia's three-member presidency, Mr. Dodik, has been hospitalised and diagnosed with pneumonia. It comes as the country records a daily tally of over 600 new cases and 85 deaths. The general manager of Sarajevo General Hospital, Izmet Gavranka Petanovic, is calling for a vaccine to be fast-tracked.
Well, I'm disappointed with the fact the vaccinations won't start in Bosnia until spring of next year. Our colleagues from the countries all over the world are getting jabs every day now. In other countries, health workers are a priority, and parts of the population are also getting vaccinated.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.